Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, six lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Machlokes, the Chomer Rabbi Shmuel, how we view the mitzvah of tzitzis. Are the mitzvah of tzitzis to be viewed as four separate mitzvahs, or the mitzvah of tzitzis as Rabbi Shmuel holds, or the mitzvah of tzitzis as one mitzvah? Says the Gemara Am Yehudam Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Shmuel. The Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And then, says the Gemara, less Halacha Kvasei. But that's not the Halacha. But rather, says the Gemara, the Halacha follows the opinion of the Chachamim, that all four are considered one mitzvah. Says the Gemara Ravina, have a kalazal abasre demar, bar of Ashi. Ravina was walking behind Ma'abar of Ashi b'Shabbos at the regular, the Shabbos Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, 30 days before Yontif, they would begin to discuss the Hilchos of Yontif. They would give shiurim regarding Hilchos Yontif, and the Gemara says that he was walking behind him on that Shabbos, Issa Kain of the Chutei, and the corner of Ma'abar of Ashi Beged fell down with the tzitzis that were attached to them. So Loyam Alay Midi, and he didn't, Ravina remained silent, and Ravina remained silent, and he did not say anything to more, to Ma'abar of Ashi. Says the Gemara, Kimatel Beise, but when Ma'abar of Ashi got home, Amle, at that point, Ravina told Rav Ashi, Mehafsam Isuk. That's where your tefillin, your tzitz became posel in the Rishus Rabbim. So Amalei, so Ma'abar of Ashi asked Ravina, Imatli Hossam, had you told me there where it happened, Shadisi, I would have taken them off. Because, as we discussed in our previous year, once you don't have all four tzitzis, the talis, the tzitzis are posel, given that we follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, because the opinion of the Rabbanan is that a talus that only has three corners is a talus she'enim tshiyasa kechosoi, doesn't have proper tzitzis, and therefore carrying on a Shabbos is chayiv chatas, and therefore he should have told him that he should not be carrying it to Shus Rabbim. Why did Ravina indeed not tell Ma'abar of Ashi until he got home? Says the, so the Rishonim, the Rambam explains, that given that Ma'abar of Ashi was not aware that the tzitzis were possible, so he's in the category of a masasik. A masasik is, definition of masasik is somebody who's doing a malacha on Shabbos without being aware that he's doing an aveira. And there is no issa deraisa to do a malacha in such a fashion. And even if we'll say the which is a machloikus hapoiskim, that doing a malacha b'mas'asek is issa derabbanan. For that, under those situations, since it's not an issa deraisa, so as we're going to learn the Gemara, for that we have an issue of covered abrius, that we don't have to make a person walk around without the clothing. To walk around without the clothing on Shabbos because of Gol Prayer Abrius. And that's pshat and how to understand this Gemara. I saw Rav Aaron Kotler in the Shas Chuvas Mishnah. Rav Aaron Arachim Simdal explains. First, in our previous shir, the Gemara explained the machloikas between Chacham and Rav Yishmol. And one of the nafkaminas that we identified in that shir between the opinion of Chacham and the opinion of Rav Yishmol is wearing a beged with three tzitzis on Shabbos, would you have to remove it or not? And there, and the Gemara, as we just did at the beginning of our shiur today, told us that the halach is like the chachamim. But then the Gemara tells us the episode that happened with Ma'abar of Ashi, because, and even though if it would have been a deraisa, that indeed he would have to have taken it off, but it wasn't, as we said, Bezumis Asik, and that's why he was able not to tell him until he got home. Asked the Gemara, why was Marber of Ashi's reaction, that had he known that the tzitzis were pasul, he would have taken them off in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Isn't the how rule the gol kvayt abrius daichas loisus shabateira, and therefore the kvayt abrius that's involved here of walking around without your talis should supersede the obligation of taking off the tzitzis on Shabbos in Shus Rabbim. Says Reb Cheskel Levenstein Zitzal in his Sefer Oye Cheskel, what is the basis for this rule of Gol Kfar Abrius? Says Reb Cheskel Zitzal, we don't understand how great a person is and how great a person could be. And he bases it on a famous Medrash. The Medrash says that the Pasuk says at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, says the Medrash, Yochel Tamayni, we would think that we could be as great as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamalayim Kekadosh Ani, Kedushas Yulamalim Kedushaschei. So we see here that a person's greatness, the Torah has to teach us that a person is not as great as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we might think that really a person is able to reach that Madrega. And because we might think a person could reach that Madrega, we could understand what our Gemara is teaching us, that Gol Kfar Abrius, that a Kfar Abrius over is greater than a Loisa say, is greater than a Loisa say Shabbatayra. Continues the Gemara. Tergma, so the question comes back, why would have he had to have taken off his talus under those circumstances? Says the Gemara, Tegma Rabba, Shvoka made Rav Kahanam, that's only in a case of Belav de Lysosser. The Torah says, Lysosser Adava Shiru, Igidl Chayomen and Smoil. This is the source that we have to follow whatever the Rabbanon say. So doing an Issa Rabbanon, that's when Gol Kfar Abrius is stronger. For example, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us that they used to clean themselves when they used the bathroom with stones. And those stones were muksa. But the rule of Gol Kfar Abrius allows us to carry those stones on Shabbos, even though it involves carrying muksa. But when there is an Issa D'Raisa, if there was an Issa D'Raisa involved, then we can't apply the concept of Gol Kfar Abrius. Says the Gemara, Vigadamri, and there's a different version of this entire discussion. Says the Gemara Mehasim Amrelay. It was said based on the following discussion. Amrelay, Ma'abar of Ashi said to my datach lemishday. What's the reason you're telling me that my tzitzis are pasul? Because you want me to take them off. V'amamar. So he turned around to Ravina. Ma'abar of Ashi turns around to Ravina and says to him, but don't we have a rule, Gol Kfar Abrius Shadoich L'Association B'Taira? And therefore, I don't have to take off the tzitzis. V'atirgma. So ask the Gemara, how could Rav Ashi say that? How could Ma'abar of Ashi make that argument to Ravina? But ask the Gemara, v'atirgma Rabbar Shvaka made Rav Kahana, Belive the Lysosser, that we only apply it to Surei Drabbanan and not a Surei Deraisa. So if that's the case, why would Ma'abar of Ashi feel that even though the tzitzis apostle, he could wear them on Shabbos if we pass them like the Chachamim? And it says the Gemara, Hachinami, the area that he was walking was a Carmelis. We know when we speak about Shabbos, we speak about Rosh Hashayachid, we speak about Rosh Hashanah. But as we learned extensively in Masechta Shabbos, there's a Rishus Rabbanon, which is a Carmelis. The Carmelis is not a Rishus HaYochid, nor is it a Rishus Rabbim. And that's actually the word Carmelis stands for. Carmelis is Carmoli. It's not that moist, and it's not that dry. And what he was being told was that I was walking in a Carmelis. Since I was walking in a Carmelis, so the issa to carry in a Carmelis is only issa de Rabbanon. Since the issa to carry in the Carmelis is only an issa de Rabbanon, that's why we apply the concept of Gol Kfar Abrius Shadoich Eloisa Sei Shabbatayra. Hanron Loch HaKoymetz, We begin a new parak Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, and this parak again is primarily focused on the mitzvah tzitzis. The Torah Akdosh tells us, Vosalahem tzitzis al kanfei, Vosalahem tzitzis al kanfei b'dem l'roysom, v'nosno al tzitzis al kona p'sot chelis. We have to put on the tzitzis on the corner of our four-cornered begodim. The pasuk says tzitzis hakonof, and as we're going to learn very extensively in this perek, the tzitzis hakonof, the tzitzis that are put on the corner, are typically the white, because the begid is white, and we have to put on tzitzis that are the same color as the begid, which are the white threads on the corner of our begid of tzitzis. And then we have the tchelus. We're going to be discussing that we have to have, as we said, both the white and the blue tchelus. There's a very big machloikis rishonim. How many of each thread do we have? The opinion of Tosfos is that we have to have two white threads and two tchelus threads, as a total of four, but as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and our coming Shurim, those four threads are folded and they turn into eight. And they will be there for four and four. The Rambam opinion is that we only have out of the four threads, the four chutim that we begin with, opinion of the Rambam is that we only have a half a thread of tchelis. And the opinion of the Ravid is that we have one thread of tchelus. Says the Mishnah, ha-tchelus en ma'akevus is 11. If you put four blue threads instead, four blue threads, it's fine, we can 11 en ma'akevus tchelus. So even though, as we just said, there are different reasons, there are different opinions, how many you should have of each, but since the Torah says Gedilim Tasalach, as we're going to learn from the words Gedilim, you're supposed to have four threads. Preferably, they should have to be divided, as we said. But Tchelus V'Oven Eimak M'Zezeh, and therefore the halach is that we do all four, and you can do all four white. That's the way. The opinion, the way we understand, I think that's the way the Rashba explains the Mishnah. The Rosh has a different approach to this Mishnah. He says that if you don't have tchelis, you only have to have two white threads, or vice versa. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us, according to the Rosh's understanding of the Mishnah, that even though you're supposed to have two white and two blue, if you don't have the white, or you don't have the blue, it'll be sufficient if you'll just have the white, or two white, it'll be sufficient if you have two white or two blue. But as we said, the way we paskin is not like that. We pass like the Rashba and Tveres Yisrael also says that that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that you have to have a total of four threads, blue and white, if not just white. The Torah speaks about the tefillin, and as we discussed, the pasuk says, "For ha'ilois ayotchol teitofes beren nechom." We have to have both tefillin shiyar and tefillin shorosh. Teaches us the Mishnah: tefillin shiyar ein makevus shorosh. If one doesn't have the tefillin shiyar, he only has the tefillin shorosh. He's mekayim the mitzvah, because as the Rishonim explain, the mitzvah of the tefillin shiyar and the mitzvah of tefillin shorosh are two separate mitzvahs. And if you could only fulfill one, do that. The shorosh, ein makevus shel'yad, so too, vice versa. If you only could do one, do the one you could do. And I saw that the Pnei Menachem explains that, as we know, and those that say the L'shem Yichud before they put on tefillin, We know that the tefillin shel'yad and tefillin shorosh actually represent two very different aspects. Tefillin shel'yad is keneged alev, tefillin shorosh keneged amoyach. That's what we say in the L'shem Yichud. The other explanation is that tefillin shel'yad represents maisa, the way we do mitzvahs, Tefillin Shorosh represents the machshava of doing mitzvahs, and a Jew is supposed to be complete in his avodas Hashem, in doing the avodas Hashem in both ways. But the Mishnah is teaching us that they are not ma'akiv one the other. And if one can only do one aspect right, that should not prevent them from doing the other aspect right. Everybody should always try to do as much as they can and not say, well, if I can't do it perfectly, then I won't do it at all. On the contrary, the Mishnah is telling us, do what we can. Says the Gemara, Lema Masnissim D'Leik Rebbe. It seems, says our Gemara, that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Rebbe. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, what is the point of this Mishnah teaching us? What the Mishnah is teaching us is that it would seem that since Rebbe was the author of the Mishnah, that therefore the Halacha should follow the opinion of Rebbe. And that's why the Mishnah is sort of surprised. Lema Masnissim D'Leik Rebbe, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, V'ayelachem L'tzitzis Risa Maisai, Melamed Shemakma Zeh, you have to have both of them, Divri Rebbe. V'cham Aymrim, the Cham say, as we learned in the Mishnah, Eim Akvin. The Shas HaTshuvah Beis Halevi asks, how indeed could one wear four tzitzis the way as we actually do? We wear four white threads. Isn't that considered Baltigra? The Torah says we should wear blue and white. And if we only wear white, isn't that considered Baltigra? Says the Beis Halevi that there's a mitzvah to say to wear tzitzis. And the mitzvah to say to wear tzitzis overrides and the lav of Baltigra. So in other words, he explains it's a situation of Esed Daichalos to say. The Shas HaTshuvos Onig Yontif says we can't apply over here the concept of Esed Daichalos to say. Because we know throughout Shas, wherever the Gemara applies that concept, it's only in a case where you can't fulfill the essay without violating the Lois HaSei. But when we speak about the mitzvah tzitzis, as we will be speaking in our shiurim, the mitzvah of tzitzis is that if you have a four-cornered beged, you have to wear tzitzis, but you don't have to have a four-cornered beged. Or even if you have it, you don't have to wear it. So why would that be considered a situation of Esed Daichalos HaSei? And because of this question, the Shas HaTshuvos Onig Yontif says that Baltigra is only if you completely eliminate a mitzvah. In this case, you're not completely eliminating the mitzvah. You're not doing the mitzvah in the perfect way that the Torah wanted us to do the mitzvah, but it's not considered elimination of the mitzvah. And since it's not considered elimination of the mitzvah, that's why it won't be Baltigra. So ask the Gemara. So we have here now the Machlokes of Rebbe Chachamim. Ask them on my time with the Rebbe, what is the reasoning for Rebbe's opinion? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tzitzis HaKonof. The tzitzis have to be the same as Min Konof. Just like whatever corner, whatever color the Konof, the beged is, so too do you have to have tzitzis. And if that is the case, if you'll have a red beged, let's say, then you'll have to put on a red tzitzis. But the Taras HaKadosh and other Achroinim explain, the Be'alacha says this, since most begadim are white, that makes the tzitzis white, even if you're not, that makes that the thread should be white, even if you're not wearing a white beged. The Ksiv and the Pasuk says, Psil Tcheles. The Torah also says that we have to wear Psil Tcheles. And it's very important to establish, as we begin this shiurim, that when the Torah speaks about Tcheles, of course it means the blue dye that comes from the chilazon, but it really also means always wool. Tcheles threads are always wool, colored by tcheles. Vam Rachmana, the Torah says, Reisim Oisai. The Torah says the Torah combines this into a Loshon Yochid. From here we learn, Ad Iketavai Bechad, that you're only mekayim the mitzvah when you have both lavan and tcheles. Rabbanan, what's the reason for the Rabbanan who say, as we've been learning, that tcheles for lavan Einon Matan Zuza. Because Pasuk says, Risim Isai, and they also pick up that on the word Isai to teach us the Kol Chod, Kol Chad Chode Mashma. Each one individually is also fine. White threads and black threads. And as I saw the Mepharshim explain, that if that's the case, why did the Torah use the word Isai? If the Torah would have said Isai, we would understand that the Torah is speaking about two things. So why does the Torah have to write Risim Isai? Now we have this Machlokes. So some explain, we needed to teach us that you have to see the tzitzis. That's why we have to learn, the Torah had to say the words Risim Isai. Another explanation is exactly tell us what we're learning, that b'dieved it's acceptable. So isn't this opinion, the Rabbanon, which is the opinion cited in our Mishnah, like Rebbe? Says the Maramri Yudah Maram Afilu Temer Rebbe. We could explain that our Mishnah actually even follows the opinion of Rebbe. And what is the Allah the Mishnah wants to teach us? El Kadim. The Mishnah is teaching us when we're putting in the tzitzis, you should put in the white, and then the blue, but with the evid, that if you put the blue before the white, the halach is that's acceptable. The Shita Mekubetzis, quoting Rashi, says that what it means to put in the white first is that put in, as we said, there are four threads, put in the white threads and then the black threads, and then the blue threads. The Shita finds that explanation somewhat difficult. He says, why would the Torah be making an issue about putting the white before the blue when I'm wearing the tzitzis? You can't tell which one I put in first or which one I put in second. So why would it be such an issue? So he says that there's another halacha that's being taught here. And that is what we're learning here, that we know, and we're going to be speaking that also, there's one of the four threads that I put in is longer than all the other threads. And that a question that comes up when we say that one thread is longer than all the other threads, that's what we call the shamus. That's the thread that's used to wrap around all the other threads. And what the question that's being discussed here, according to the Shita's opinion, is which color thread should be used as the shamus? Which color thread should be the thread that's used to go around all the other threads? And what the Mishnah is teaching us is, according to that opinion, that it should be the white thread should be the thread that's used. And now the Shita's question is explained, because now we're doing something that will be forever noticeable. The Tanya, Mitzvah Agdim Lovin L'Tcheles, first put in the white threads and then the blue threads. Higdim Tcheles L'Lovin, if you did the blue before the white, Yotza, Yoyotza, the Mitzvah, Shal Chisa Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, what does it mean, Chisa Mitzvah? What is the definition? Ilema, Chisa Mitzvah, the Lovin, that you had Mimkaim the Mitzvah of Lovin at all, and you Mimkaim the Mitzvah Tchela, but you did the Mitzvah Tchelis, because the Seder is not Ma'akiv, we can't say that's Pshat. Because according to Rebbe, a Kuva Ma'akiv Adadi, and if somebody puts on Tchelis without Lovin, then he's not doing the Mitzvah altogether. So what's Pshat? Says the Gemara, on Rebbe Damarav, what it means to say is that if you have both threads, everybody will agree that you yoyt the Mitzvah. What it means is Chisa Mitzvah, Osa Mitzvah. You Mekayim the Mitzvah Tzitzis, but you're missing out the Le'ovid Mitzvah Adadi. Which, in other words, since we're trying to explain the Mishnah like Rebbe, so it has to have all four threads. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if you did the white, the blue before the white, that Mitzvah of doing the white first, you lost out. The Cheshuk Echemen has a discussion here. Why would be the halacha of somebody not following what our Gemara is teaching us? Did the blue before the white. But can't that be corrected by just taking out the blue and then doing the white first? So he says that the Rishonim are of the opinion that once you did something, and the mitzvah has begun, reversing it is not accomplishing what was required. And he brings a raya from an interesting shayla, famous shayla, that the Shvus Yaakov discusses. The Shvus Yaakov discusses a situation where somebody was, we know that the halacha is in Hilchos Chanukah, you're supposed to preferably use olive oil. And what happened with this person is he didn't have olive oil. So the halacha is that if you don't have olive oil, you use regular candles. And he started using the wax candles, and then olive oil came. He says, once you already started preparing the wax candles, continue using the wax candles. He says, he gives a nice marshal. He says, we know there's a din of giving respect to a Talmud Chacham. So while with halacha, if you come to a door, so of course respect requires, the halacha requires that you should let the Talmud Chacham enter first. And you didn't. And the other person entered first. He says that there's no point in redoing it. On the other hand, he says that it's not so simple. Because he says the halacha, for example, is, let's say they started preparing for Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, and there was no Kohen in Shul, so they called up Yisrael for that Aliyah. And before the Yisrael could make the bracha, a Kohen entered. The halacha tells us, let the Yisrael step to the side and give the Kohen the bracha. We should give a Yisrael an Aliyah, but that Aliyah is not given to the Yisrael. He gives another example. He says the halacha is that the oldest brother should be the one that does chalitza on a yavama. Let's say he's not here, so one of the other brothers did it. And right before they're about to do it, the older brother shows up. He says that the halacha is that they give it to the older brother. So maybe over here also, if we improperly put the tchelis in before the lovin, maybe we should take it out and do it right. So he says there are two types of mitzvahs. Sometimes we're talking about the actual mitzvah, or sometimes we're talking about something which is in the category of hidden mitzvah. And he wants to suggest that this halacha that we're saying that we repair what was done improperly is only when we're speaking about to the actual mitzvah. But when we're speaking about a hidden mitzvah, then he wants to suggest that it should have been done properly, of course, but if it wasn't done properly, there is no point in repairing it. So we learned previously that according to Rav, it doesn't make a difference. The order, the way Rav explained the Mishnah, the order doesn't make a difference. So says the Gemara, Hatenech Lovin Deinem Akiv Setchelis, that the Mishnah taught us the Lovin is not Ma'akiv, the Mishnah, Tchelis, Deinem Akiv Setchelis, meaning that if you put the black, the blue before the white, you're okay. But ask them about Chelis Deinem Akiv Setchelis, how will we explain that in the Mishnah? It says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bechama, where the Mishnah is coming to teach us, is Lo Nitzrucha El Talis Shekul Tchelis. If you have a talis that's completely blue, so maybe we would think that in that talis we should put in, and not only maybe do we think so, maybe the halacha actually is, when you have a talis which is completely tchelis, you have to put in the tchelis first, and you went and put the lovin in first, and the Mishnah is teaching us it's acceptable. So according to this, it seems that you always have to follow the color of the talis. It benami, says the Gemara further, Amalei Levi l'Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Levi said to Shmuel, Aryach. Aryach is from the word Aryeh, lion. And the reason that Shmuel was called the lion is the king of the animals. And Shmuel was called Melech because throughout Shas, we know that the Halach is like Shmuel by Dine Mominus. Since the Halach is like Shmuel by Dine Mominus, he was given the title of Aryeh. Another explanation is that Aryeh is Arioch is actually a way of describing a regular melech, and Shmuel was a regular melech. Another pshat is Alosor. He Arioch melech Alosor. He you're a melech by dinim omnis, the baal issa by hilchas issa v'heter. Did aloch is like Rav, and he told him like Taisva Karech. They used to sit on the floor, and he said, "Don't sit down." Until you explain to me what we learned in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Tchelas Ein Makavas is Lovin, the Lovin Ein Makavas is Tchelas Mahi. Amalei, he said, Loi Nitzcha, the Mishnah is coming to teach us El Asadin B'Tzitzis. If somebody's putting tzitzis on a white garment, the Mitzvah Tumi Lovin Bereisha, the Deir Aloch will tell us, put on the white threads first. My Tama. What's the reason? Hakonof min konof. The tzitzis that should be put in first are the same color as the begid. But he continued telling us, the agdim trails the loven, but if you put on the trails before the loven, less lamba, it's still going to be acceptable. Says the Gemara, Tenach, and continuing, as we learned earlier, Tenach loven dein makos trailis, so we understand that you're supposed to put on the loven first, but if you didn't, it's acceptable. But when the Mishnah said, Chelis Eirem Makavus Lovin, Mahi, what it was meant with that statement, so the Gemara, Amarami Bachama, what was meant with that statement, Amarami Bachama, L'Nitzchel Talas Shetchul Chelis, as we've been learning, what happens if it's a Talas, which is Kulei Chelis, the Mitzvah L'Ktumei Chel Bereisha. And such a Talas, we put on the trailers first. Why do we put on the trailers first? The kanaf min kanaf. You always put in the tzitzis, which are the same color. As the begid. And here, too, the agdim love and bereisha. If you put in the white tzitzis before the trail tzitzis, even though the begid is made out of tchilas, less lambot's going to be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, Omar, Rava midi tzivik agarim, is the color of the bagid what counts? Since the way Rishayim explained, since most begadim of tzitzis are white, so that's why the white comes first, even if your particular bagid is not that way. Elam Rava, the way to explain the Mishnah is loy nitzcha, what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, l'gadumim. Regarding the tzitzis, if the threads of the tzitzis tore, the agdim tchelis v'koy lovin, if the tchelis tzitzis tore and you only have lovin, or vice versa, the agdim lovin koy tchelis, of the white tore and you have tchelis, less lamba, the tzitzis are still kosher. Because, says the Gemara, Damar b'nei Rav Chiya, the b'nei Rav Chiya tore us, gadume tchelis, tzitzis that tore, sharing. Gadume ezav, we know that when somebody becomes a tamei mace, the Torah says we make the mixture of the Maim Chaim and the ashes of the Paraduma, and we use an Agudas Ezev to spritz on that Tamei person. And if that bundle of grass are torn and you lost a lot of them, the halacha is it's still kshirim. So here the Gemara has taught us the halacha of Gedumei Tzitzis. The way Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos the Ramaskel Ella explains the Gemara is that what happened here is that the trellis, either the trellis or the loven tore, and as long as the other one, if the trellis tore, you still have the loven, and the loven tore, and you still, is in the loven tore, you have trellis, as long as one of the two minim are complete, the halacha is that it's kosher. And for that, and that halacha is going to be halacha, it seems, both according to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbi and according to Chamim. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam explains the Gemara. But the read that Tosfos quotes, if two threads tore and you don't have two Elnef Kadei and Niva, then the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. According to Chamim, even if all of them tore, as long as you have Kadei and Niva left, it's kosher. And the reason is, according to Chamim, explains in the Mukhe Yosef, having these long threads is only because of a hiddur mitzvah, noy mitzvah. And therefore, in such a situation, we could rely on the basic mitzvah, and it should, the basic mitzvah, and it will be, and it will be kosher. Says the Gemara, "V'kamashi gadumim." How long is the gadumim left that the tzitzis is still kosher? Amar ba'amduri amishmu kedei la'anvam. If you can make a knot with them, if you can make a knot with them, there's so much left, then they're left over. Ibailu. When we speak about this knot, kedei la'anvam, la'anvam kulam ba'adadi, to be able to tie all the tzitzis together, you have to have that much tzitzis left. Or each one separately. And the Gemara remains with a take on this question. By Rav Ashi, Alimi, if you have thick tzitzis, deloy me'avdam, it's harder, you need more tzitzis to tie them to make a bow. If they were narrow tzitzis, it would be fine, but you only have thick tzitzis. My wabir alocha, amalei rachavid revava l'Rav Ashi, koshkein. If you have wider tzitzis, minka mitzisayu, the wider tzitzis, from here it seems, and I saw that there were Rishonim that say this, that it's better to have thicker tzitzis, because as the Gemara says, the minka mitzisayu, the mitzvah becomes more noticeable, but if they're thick, if it would have been thinner, you could tie them together, it's enough to make the tzitzis kosher. Says the Gemara, so we're going back to our original definition of the Mishnah, that the tchelis and the lovin are not ma'ak of each other. And the question is, mantana, and the Rebbe says they are. Ask them, a mantana the polygate the Rebbe, who's the Tana that disagrees with Rebbe? He says, the Gemara, hi Tana, the Tanya, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Mishum, Rav Nosson, Shom Mishum, Rav Yosef, Glili, Shom Mishum, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, ain loy tchelis, if somebody doesn't have tchelis available, then he should put on, all four chutin of lovin. We learned here the concept of gadumim, and the Mishnah says that we could use that by the tzitzis. We use that concept by the azif, and this is all by tashmishe mitzvah. However, when we speak about something which are tadushe gedusha, for example, if you have a Sefer Torah, and what will be the halacha by a Sefer Torah where the letters of the Sefer Torah are starting to fade? What will be the halacha? Rav Shlomo Kluger tries to compare it to what we learned in our Gemara, but the Chasam Sofer is very clear. The Shas Tshuva Chasam Sofer Yerodei is Simon Reish Nun Vav, that the concept of gedumim cannot be applied to tegdushe kedusha, to tashmishe kedusha. Something which is supposed to be the object of the mitzvah, the Sefer Torah or tefillin, their halacha is that we don't have a halacha of gedumim. And therefore, the halacha is that if these letters, if the letters of a Sefer Torah begin to fade, the halacha is that they're not kosher. And Rabbi Chanan explains, the reason is because the kedush, the tashmisha mitzvah, tashmisha kedusha is that the actual object is an object of mitzvah. And since they're actually an object of mitzvah, so there all the details of the mitzvah are required. In other situations, we don't have that approach, and we could be more lenient like we have in our Gemara by the tzitzis.